Okay, today we're going to be learning Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalid. We left off on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yodin Hayu Yisrael, about 8 lines before the end of the page. Still sponsorship? Yeah, today's share is sponsored by Avishai Hadashav Newman, Lizchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Urufur Shalema. Again, we left off in Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to discuss whether the Jewish people ever really had an inherent Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, or we were just interested in living a life of Hefker, and therefore it was the convenient excuse was that we don't believe, and we believe in these Avodah Zarahs that encourage a life of Hefkerus. And the Gemara is going to challenge that notion and try to show from several places that no, we actually had a genuine Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That's going to lead the Gemara to a discussion of how we ultimately rid ourselves of that Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and how we tried to do the same with the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, but that didn't work out. Then the Gemara is going to discuss some details and stories about the particular Avodah Zarahs of Pa'or and Markulis, which both involve being ovate in a way that's Derech Bizayon, that's not at all Derech Kavod. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss the Avodah Zarah, the Avera of Molech. The Gemara is going to have a discussion whether that's an Avodah Zarah or it's Stam an Isser, a separate Isser of being Mavir Bino LeMolech. And that's going to take a little while, that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the Torah repeats the Onesh Kares by Molech and by Avodah Zarah. So let's begin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yodinah Yisrael Bavodah Zkav Shein Bamamish. The Jewish people knew all along that Avodah Zarah has no substance to it. The reason they fell prey to Avodah Zarah is because they wanted to be Matir Arayos Bifar Hasya. So when you live a life of Hefkerus, you could do whatever you want, and therefore it was easy to be Matir Arayos once you are a follower of Avodah Zarah. Masvav Misharshia, Kizchor B'nei Mizbechosam, Ba'amar Avlazer Ka'adam Sheyesh Lo Ga'aguin Al B'no. So don't you see the way we describe the Avodah Zarah is that it's the attachment we had to it was like a person who yearns for an attachment with his child. So it sounds like it's a genuine love we had for Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't just something that was an excuse for Arayos. Answers Gemara, Basar Daviku Bay. That's not a raya. That's talking about after we already got in the habit of worshiping the Avodah Zarah. So then ultimately a relationship was forged. But what we were saying was what Rav Yehuda Marav was saying was that our initial move toward Avodah Zarah had nothing to do with belief. Our initial move toward Avodah Zarah had to do with wanting to be Matir Arayos. Tashma Aliwar says a second raya. Benasati Pigrecham Al Pigre Yulechem. Omar Eliyahu Atzadik Hayim Chazar Al Topuche Rav Shev Yerushalayim. Eliyahu HaTzadik was going around by where there was famine and where there were people starving in Yerushalayim. Who is Eliyahu HaTzadik? So Eliyahu HaTzadik, we should point out, is Eliyahu HaNavi. Why is he called Eliyahu HaTzadik? A good question, but in this instance, he's called Eliyahu HaTzadik for some reason, and not Eliyahu HaNavi. So he was going around by the Tapuche Rav Shem Yerushalayim. Pamachas Matzah Tinok Sheyetapuach Mutal Ba'ashpa. At one time he saw a child that was left in the, he was his stomach was swollen like people who are starving, and he was in the ashpa. Amar lo me'eza mishpacha ata. So he said to him, what family are you from? Amar lo mi mishpacha plonis. Mishpacha plonis ani. So he identified the family that he descended from. Amar lo klum nishtayir me'osa mishpacha. So he said, is there anyone left in that family? Amar lo lav chutz mimeni. He said, it's just me, I'm the only one left. Amar lo imani melamed cha davar shata chay bo ata lamad. He said, if I teach you something that you can live by, that you can allow you to survive, are you willing to learn it? Maybe that's why Elio is called a tzaddik in this place, because tzaddik is tzaddik yisod olam. Tzaddik is someone who supports people and keeps people alive, and that was the role of Elio over here. It wasn't as navi over here. He wasn't experiencing any nevuah or even as chacham. He wasn't saying anything that you needed to tell chacham. He was just trying to keep people alive, and that's what Yosef HaTzadik is. Tzadik, he's called Yosef HaTzadik because he was Tzadik Sarol, and he kept humanity alive by giving them food. So he says, I could teach you something that will keep you alive. I'm lohein, the kids said, I'm interested. All you have to do is every single day you should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amlo has shalol haskir. The child has like this violently negative reaction to hearing that phrase. Shalol haskir b'shem Hashem. He said, no, we should never mention Shem Hashem. Shalimdo avi v'imo, because his parents never taught him to say Shem Hashem. They taught him not to say it. Miyad hotzi yirasu mechiko o mechabko menashka ad shenifka kreso v'nafal yirasu la'aretz v'nafal hu aleha. And he took out his avodah zarah and he started hugging it and kissing it to the point where his stomach imploded and his avodah zarah fell to the floor and he fell on top of the avodah zarah. All of that is a question mark, meaning we're saying they only did it lahatir arayos. This child was about to die. There's no taiva in a time like that. A person who's starving has no taiva. A person just is only, he has one taiva and that's for food and that's it. So he's doing it to be matir arayos. Clearly it's not just to be matir arayos. Clearly he had a real deep connection to this avodah zarah. So it says we're not basar daviku bei. That too is only basar daviku bei. That was only after they already had forged a connection with it. Tasha Madhig Mar says, bring a third raya. Ve'yizuku b'kol gadol al Hashem Elokeihem. May Amar. Amar Rav Yudah v'yitem Rav Yonasan. Bye. Hainu da'achr ve'lebesa v'kal yilei chala v'katlinu le'tzadiki v'aglinu li'yisrael me'arayu. So they started screaming out that this Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah has done so much damage already. It's destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's burnt the Heichal. It's killed out tzadikim. It's caused galus from Eretz Yisrael. V'adayinu merakid b'ino. And it's still there. It's still doing its damage. It's still having its impact. Didn't you only give us this Yetzirah so that we can have schar? Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah Mitzvos so that we can have more Zuchiyos. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos is Yisrael. You gave it to us so that we can have schar, so that we could defeat the Yetzirah. Lo iu be'inan v'lo igre be'inan. We don't want it and we don't want its schar because we're not getting any schar. So the Gemara answers over there also, meaning that was a raya that that you see that they had a real connection with it, that it wasn't just latir arayos, because everyone fell prey to it, and there was nothing. So the Gemara said, yeah, that was also basar davikube, that at a certain point, it got to that point where we had this connection to it, but it wasn't the initial reason for our serving of avodah zarah. So the Gemara just finishes the story, yasu tlasi yamu betanisa, so they sat for 3 days, fasting for 3 days, bo rachme, and they davened nafalu pitka mirikia, and a note came down from Shemayim davikziv ba emes, that said on the note emes. Amr bichinin Shemamina chasom shel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. We see that that is the signature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu identifies himself by emes. Nafa kugurya denura mibes kachay kadoshim, and the Yetzer Hara of avodah zarah came out like a giant pillar of fire from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amalu Navi Yisrael, Hainu Yitzro Da Avodah Zarah. The Navi told the Jewish people, that is what you see, that fire emerging from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Yitzro for Avodah Zarah. When they tried to seize hold of it, so a single hair was detached from it. And it shrieked so loudly that you could hear the call for 400 parsaos. Amru Hechinavitz, they said, what are we supposed to do with this? We're not going to be able to withstand the screaming if we defeat this Yetzirah. Dilma Mishamay Merachame Alei. Maybe Minashamayim, they'll have Rachmanis on the Yetzirah because they'll be screaming and crying. That's what we were discussing last night, that Tosin Rosh Hashanah points out that the midah of Chanun is that when we cry, we, even someone that doesn't deserve any rachmanas, but if someone screams and if someone cries, then there's going to be rachmanas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer a scream and a cry. So the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah may not deserve to be helped out, but he's going to scream and he's going to cry and it's going to be heard. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to answer. Amalei Navi Shadyu Bedudo de Ivra Vikasyua Be Ivra de Shayev Kalei. You should put him in a jar made out of lead and cover it with lead, and that will block off whatever screaming it does. And that's the pasuk that tells us how to handle it, how to put it in such a container. Amri holve isratzenu nibay rachme yitzra davera. They said, ooh, if that worked, the defeating the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, which was such a massive Yetzer Hara, let's try for the next biggest Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara for Avera, the Yetzer Hara for Arayus. Bo rachme, imser biyadayu. So they davened and it was given over in their hands. Chavshu tlasi yomi, and they locked it up for 3 days. Ibo beyasa bas yomi lechola v'lo ashku, and they would look anywhere for an egg for a chola, and they couldn't find a single egg because it relied on the yitzhar for avera in order to be able for chickens to lay eggs. Amru hechi nava, they said, what should we do? Nibai palga, palga merikia lo yahavi. We can't ask for half of it because half is not given min hashamayim. Kachlinu le'enei, so they blinded its eye. Ahani beid lo igri inish bikrovasei. And it worked to the extent that a person no longer has a yetzer hara for his krovim, that it's just nature anymore, that it's nature at this point, that a person doesn't have any sort of yetzer hara for his relatives. The Achronim discuss to what extent that affects the halacha, meaning knowing that a person does not have yetzer hara for his relatives. For example, we know there's halacha. The Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin tells us that there's nisr of yichud, and we know that the pasuk says that the way we darsh in the pasuk at least is a ben is misyachid im ima. A son is allowed to have yichud with a mother, and the Gemara is very clear that one is allowed to have some level of yichud with a sister. They're just not allowed to live bikvius together, but one is allowed to have yichud with a sister as well, and one is allowed to have yichud with a grandmother, and why is one with a daughter, and why is one allowed to have yichud with these people? Because there's no yetzer hara for such people. A person doesn't have yetzer hara. So is that a function of the halachic relationship, or is that a function of the reality of no yetzer hara? For example, gershin is gayer. A person becomes a ger, and he has a sister who begiuso, but now halachically they're not related at all anymore. But naturally she's his sister, so naturally there's not going to be any yetzer hara. So in the Tshuvas Pitzel HaChachmar Pitzel Stern says Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Not sure, but it's a Safik on a Daraisa, gotta be Machmir. Rav Moshe is not convinced that that's correct. Rav Moshe in Ebn Ezra Chelik Dalit Simon Samach Dalit was asked about this very issue, and particularly if someone is in Sky or B'nei'en U'B'noseyen. So he says, you know, and that's obviously much more sensitive and important topic. Forget about the sister. What about the parent and the father and the daughter, the mother and the son? That the whole family is Megayer, so now they're not going to be able to have Yichud anymore. So Rav Moshe says that he doesn't think that there's any reason to be Machmir over here. He says that the din doesn't change the teva. The teva is that there's no Yetzer Hara. So Mela. If there's no yetzer hara, mela there's no iser of yichud. Meaning that's how the iser yichud works. It's not just the gzeres hakas of chok b'litam, but it functions based on the tam adin, based on the reason for the gzera. Okay, so that's. That's how Rav Moshe writes. Okay, let's see a little further now. Says the Gemara, Amr Avidom Rav, Maisa b'nachris achas shayis achol b'yosu. There was a story of a certain nachris who was very ill. Amr im tamar yishi mechulia, and she made a deal with God, and she said, or with whoever. She said, if this woman gets up from her illness, teilech b'tavol l'kol avodah zar shabiyolam, then I commit, you know, that I'm going to go and worship every avodah zar in the world. She went and she worshipped every avodah zarah. Kivin, meaning once she got better, she did it. She kept her end of the bargain. Kivin she gil the pa'or. Once she got to the avodah zarah of pa'or, sha'ala l'komrim b'me ovdin l'zu. So she started asking the experts in the field, how does one do this avodah zarah? How does one worship this avodah zarah of pa'or? Amrula ochlin tardin. You eat beets v'shos and shecher, and you drink beer umatrizin b'fanel. So it's a, in that way, you will have a real impressive output in terms of in terms of when you defecate, and now you do that right in front of the avodah zarah. Amra, so she said, "Mutav shetachzar hu yishalachol yavlo tavod avodah zarah b'kach." I think I'd rather just be ill, meaning I'd rather have my initial illness rather than have to suffer the indignity of doing something like that. Atem beis yisrael inam kein, but the Jewish people, we're not like that. We're described as hanitzmadim lebalpar kitzamid pasil. We attach ourselves to the balpar like a tzamid pasil, like a tight lid on top of a kli. When we went after par, we really went after par. We did it without hesitation. And yet, when it comes to our Dveikos Takarosh Baruch Hu, all it is like two dates that are connected to each other. You could easily flip one right off of the other. So when it came to our Yetzer Hara for Pa'or, we were very much connected, more so than of the Avodah Zarah war, than people who were of it every Avodah Zarah war. When it comes to our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it falls short. So that is a very, that does not speak highly of the Jewish people. But, v'masnisa tana, hanetzmadim v'al parah k'tzamin al yidei isha, v'atem advekim b'Hashem elokechem, dvukim mamish. That no, hanetzmadim v'al parah means, if like a woman who puts a cap on something where she's unable to tighten it really, that it's not a real connection. But we are dveikim b'Hashem elokechem, no, that's a real dveikos, meaning they darshan the exact opposite way. That our dveikos takarosh baruch hu is so much greater than the dveikos that anyone ever felt for Baal Pa'ar. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa b'Savta ben Alas, there was a guy named Savta ben Alas, Shehizkir Chamoru l'Nachris Achas. He rented out his donkey to a certain Nachris, and he was driving her around. Kivan Shehigil l'Pa'ar, once they passed by the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar, Amr lo hamtein ad sheikanes ve'etze. She said, wait for me, I just have to go in, I have to, you know, dab mincha, you know, I'll be out soon. So la'achar sheyatza, she comes out from the Baal Pa'ar, Amr lo af atim tini ad sheikanes ve'etze. So he says, okay, now you watch the donkey, and I'm going to go in, and I want you to wait for me while I go in and worship and come back out. Amr lo, v'lo Yehudiata. So she said to him, wait, aren't you Jewish? How is that allowed? So Amr lo, umayich b'layich, mind your own business, you know, leave me alone, why does it matter to you? Nichnas, par b'fanav, v'kinech b'chotmo. He went and he was power in front of this Avodah Zarah, and he wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah. V'yumisharsi Avodah Zarah, mekalsilo, and those that worked by the Avodah Zarah, the priests of the Avodah Zarah were praising him. Va'omrim me'olam lahaya adam sha'avdu l'zu b'kach. Wow, no one ever had such creativity to think of how to be oved this Avodah Zarah in such a way. So ha'poras m'val par hareza avodaso. Someone who's power himself to Baal Pa'ar, who relieves himself in front of Baal Pa'ar, that is the avoda of Baal Pa'ar, and even if your kavana is to be mevaza it, it doesn't matter. That's the avoda, and that's the violation. Hazorik Evan the Markulis, zui avodasov. Someone throws a rock at Markulis, that is the avoda. Even though you were just trying to stone it because you so hate and despise the avodah zara, it doesn't matter. That is the avoda. Rav Menashe Avakaz. Ramanash was going to Beit Torta. So they told him, you should know there's an Avodah Zarah over here. So what did he do? Shakal Pisa. He took a clod of earth, Shadabe, and he threw it at the Avodah Zarah. Amrulay, they said, oh, maybe we should have been more specific. Markolis, the Avodah Zarah that's over here is Markolis. So you just really did a Derech Avodah of that Avodah Zarah. So Amrulahu, Azorik Evan Markolis, Tanan. It says, Azorik Evan Lim Markolis. So not Bim Markolis. You know, I didn't do this for the Markolis. I did this to try to get the Markolis, to try to attack the Markolis. Asa Shal Be Midrasha. So they went and they asked in the Beis Medrash what the Allah is over here. Was he over Avodah Zarah B'Shokeg? Amrulay, Azorik Evan bim Markulis tanan avagav de mechavin lemirgame. It says Hazorik Evan not lim Markulis but bim Markulis. Even if your kavana is to stone it, amlu ezel ashkele. So he said, so maybe I should just go and remove the rock, the clod that I threw at the Markulis. Amle echaranot avecharanos nechayiv kol chad avchad arav chal chavir toshavik. No, it's not going to help whether you put it there or whether you remove it from there. You're going to be chayiv because anything that you remove from there is just making more space for the next one to go, for the next one to throw. Chazanish raises the question. It turns out that it's an inyan of kibud and ributz that says in the Mishnah that's only a los hasei, whereas the Gemara sounds like that it's mamish the same as throwing the Markulis. Meaning, if Rashi is correct that the idea of taking an evan away from Markulis is simply that you're clearing out the area so that it could be worshipped further in the future, so that's what the Mishnah was talking about when it spoke about being mechabed in front of an Avodah Zarah, sweeping up in front of an Avodah Zarah, and the Mishnah said you're not chayiv skila for that. The Mishnah said that's only a lo saseh. Yet over here it sounds like echananotel. It doesn't make a difference. That it's all the same whether you throw the oven to the Markulis, you remove the oven from the Markulis. It makes it sound over here that it's that it's all the same. So the Chaznish writes, they have to say that it's not just pinoy letzorech acherim. It's not just that you're removing it for others, but that is also part of the derech avodah. In fact, the Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that our makulis is to throw avodim or to stone it, and he says, or to be misakel milufan of avodim, to throw avodim or to remove avodim from in front of it. Meaning, all of that is how he describes the derech avoda of Markulis. So it sounds different than Rashi, that kol chada ravcha lechaver teshavik means that it's made in a way that one, that the stones are piled up on each other, where there's always room for the next stone to be piled up. It's built up in such a way. That's all the Gemara means. That kol chad, not that when you remove a stone, you're only enabling further worship. No, when you remove a stone, that is the worship. That phrase of each one leaving room for the other is just how the stones were arranged by Markulis. That's the way the Rambam understands, not like Rashi. Okay, says the Gemara, the Mishnah now. Hanosin mizaru lemolech, a separate Mishnah dedicated just for Molech. Someone who's nosin mizaru lemolech enu chayv ad sheyimsor lemolech v'yaver be'esh. He has to give over the child to Molech, to the Rashi says means to the Meshar se'avodah zarah, and pass the child to the through the fire. Masr lemolech v'lo hever be'esh. If he's masr lemolech, but he does not pass the child through the fire, or hever be'esh v'lo masr lemolech, eino chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv until you do both. Ad sheyimsor lemolech v'yavir be'esh. Only when he's masr lemolech and he's mavir the child through the fire. The in Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Darshins, l'rabos nashim v'avadim, that it's not only when a man is moser zara l'molech, it's l'rabos even women as well. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Ches says, Mitzvah zu noheges bizacharim u'nekevos, that it applies to nekevos as well. So in the Sefer Mishnah Chacham, he said, where does the Chinuch know that it applies to women? It's true that Hishvi isha l'ish l'kolon shen shabbatorah, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Hei tells us that whenever the Torah stamps speaks in Lashon Zachar, but it doesn't say the word Ish or anything like that, we always assume it applies to women as well. But that wasn't the Minhag HaKomer, meaning the Minhag of these of the Avodah Zarah was that it was only the father who would do such a thing. So it wasn't the mother that was Mavir Benah. That's what emerges from all these sugyas. But nevertheless, it could be that even if it's not the Derech, if the Torah answers it in such a Lashon, so that's it. So that's the whole the whole Isser. There is a machlokas Rishonim. What exactly happens when you're mavir the son be'esh? What does that mean that you're mavir be'esh? Is it killing the child, burning the child, or he's just being mavir between two fires and he doesn't die from the process? Rashi, the Rambam say that he does not die, and the raya is from the fact that the Gemara is going to say that someone who's mavir satzmo is pater. Well, if he already dies from being mavir satzmo, how could he be chayiv? Meaning, there's no one left to be mechayiv. So you say that when the Avodah Zarah would burn their children, that was a different Avodah Zarah. That wasn't Molech. But Molech did not involve burning the children. The Ramban, however, says that it seems from the Navi in Yechezkel that they are burnt from that Havara, and also from the Gemara that we learned yesterday, that even Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, Bikesh Aviv Laslos Lokein, Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, his father tried to do this to him. What does it mean, his father? And what happened? How was he saved? Because his mother put it on his body, some sort of fire repellent that stopped it. Well, if he wasn't going to be burnt anyway, why is it necessary to have any sort of fire repellent to save him? So that seems to be, that's the Machlokas Rishonim over here, what the nature of this Mavir Beno L'Molech was really all about. So it says, Katani Avodah Zarah V'Katani Molech. It says Avodah Zarah and it says Molech. Amar Rav Yavin Tanan Kamandi Amar Molech Lav Avodah Zarah. That our Mishnah seems to be assuming, like the Shita, that Molech is not technically an Avodah Zarah. Titania Echad L'Molech V'Echad L'Shar Avodah Zarah Chayiv. Rav Blaz Rav Shimon Amar L'Molech Chayiv Shalo L'Molech Pater. That the Yavin Machlokas Tanayim, as the Tanakhama says, that if someone is Mavir Zaro to Molech or to any Avodah Zarah, you're going to be Chayiv, because Molech is just an example of an Avodah Zarah. So you don't have to have a special Asara for being Ovidit Kedarka, because we already know that any Avodah Zarah, Kedarka, you're Chayiv from Echa Yavdu. So it's to tell you that even Shalom Kedarka, you're going to be Chayiv. But the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Molech, you're Chayiv, Shalom the Molech, you're Pater, because Molech is Dafka, where it's dark abakach. It's not an avodah zara in general that we're being nisar, that we're being musar about, that we're being, that's being asked to us. No, it's about malach. It's a separate isser called malach. Well, if it's not an avodah zara, what exactly is it? So the Rishonim explain. The Rambam writes in Hilchas, not in Hilchas, Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes that, that it's a form of kishuf, that they would say that anyone who's mavir b'no bito be'esh, anyone who's not mavir b'no bito be'esh is yamusu banav. His children are going to die. They would say that this was a skula to have surviving children, and because of the pachad of having to suffer of losing their children, they would be mavir b'nehem. But it wasn't a form of worship to any sort of avodah zara according to this this shita. It was a din of kishuf. The Ramban al Torah vayikra perik yudches that they believed in their foolishness that by being mavir b'no bito l'molech that they're going to have chalomos, they're going to have nevuos, and they're going to be able to achieve all sorts of heights. But again, not an avodah zara, more like a skula. It was something that they thought that this is necessary in order to achieve certain desired results, as opposed to a classic form of avodah zara. So, Lemainav Kamina, whether it has a din of an avodah zara. So the Gemara seems to the Gemara deals with one nafkamina. The Gemara is going to talk about if you're zoveach or maktir befaneha, if you're chayiv, because whenever you're dealing with an avodah zara, there are those dark avoda, the four dark avoda that you're chayiv no matter what type of avodah zara, even if it's in dark obakach. So let's say instead of being mavir beno in front of the molech, you decide to pour libations in front of the molech. So if it's an avodah zara, you're going to be chayiv for that. But if it's not an avodah zara, you didn't do anything. That's not molech, and it's not avodah zara, so you didn't do anything. But those aren't the only nafkaminas. Milchas Chinuch points out that there's a more lechora, even more fundamental nafkamina, and that is it yaharig val yavar? Meaning, if it's avodah zara, so it's yaharig val yavar. If it's not avodah zara, so mele, it's not even yaharig val yavar. Not nafkamina, or b'nei noach musar in not being maver lemolech. Milchas Chinuch points all this out, that if it's not avodah zara, so mech it tasted that there's any chiyuv on b'nei Noach, lechora b'nei Noach would not be included in any sort of iser when it comes to molech. But if it is avodah zara, then certainly b'nei Noach are included in the iser. Or another nafkamina, some of the Acharon point out: what if you have a mumar lemolech? He's not a mumar to kol haTorah kula. He observes mitzvos in general. He just likes passing his kids through fire lemolech. That's his one idiosyncrasy. His one. So he's a mavir b'no lemolech. So do you say that the person is a mumar level dazar and a mumar level dazar is a mumar lekala tarakula, or do you say that no, he's a mumar for one iser, so he's not a mumar necessarily lekal hatarakula? So these are the nafkaminas, whether he's considered to be. Whether Moloch is considered to be an avodah zara or not, says the Gemara Amavai. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Rav Chanin ben Antigonus Amru Davar Echad. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Rav Chanin ben Antigonus are Amru Davar Echad. They are in agreement with each other that the chiyuv of avar be'esh is only for something that they call Molech, and it doesn't apply to other avodah zaras. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Oda Amar. We already said Rav Lazar Rav Shimon that the fact that if you're mavir l'shar avodah zara, if you're mavir b'no to other avodah zara, you're going to be potter. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, the Tanya, where do we find Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus hold the same? If we have a brayso, Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus omer, "Mei matav satorah lashon molech." Why does the Torah use the lashon molech? Kol shem lichu aleim afil tzror afil kisem. It's to tell us that there's not like one official molech. It's anything that they treat with this kind of respect, even if it's a rock, even if it's a piece of wood, which is not roi lavoda, but they go ahead and worship it, but it's not an iser to be mavir lekavod shara avodah zara. Rava amar molech harai ika b'nai. Rava says that the sheet of Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Chanin ben Antigonus are not perfectly aligned. They're similar, but not exactly the same. Nafkamina between them would be if you have a molech harai, you have a molech that's not on a set, it's not on a kavua basis. You have the case of the Evan or the Kisem, and only for a short period of time, they treat it with extra kavod. Are you chayiv for molech in that case? Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus would say yes, because at the end of the day, himlichu aleihem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon would say no, you're only chayiv on a molech that is kavua. So while they're similar to each other in the fact that they both agree that the chayiv of havar be'esh is only for something that's himlichu aleihem, they call molech and does not apply to other avodah zaras, but they are are in disagreement in terms of what the limitations are on that which is himlichu aleim. Says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yanei, Enu chayev atshim srenu l'meshar se'avod zara. One is only chayev if he gives over the child to the meshar se'avod zara. Shenemar, umizara chalotitein lahavir l'molech. Tani nami hachi, ayachal havir v'lamasar yei chayev. You might think that if you mavir the child, but you didn't give him over to the meshar se'molech, that you're going to be chayev misa, tamalomar lo sitein. That's why the pasuk says, lo sitein, that you're not chayev unless it's bederech nesina, to give the child over to the meshar, and then be mavir lekvod the molech. Masa lemolech v'lo hevir. If you gave the child to the mishar se molech and you didn't pass him through the fire, yachol yechayiv. You might think he's chayiv misa. Tamalomer lahavir. That's why the pasuk says lahavir. Masar vehevir shelo lemolech yachol yechayiv. You might think if you were moser to the mishar sim and you were mavir be'esh, but you didn't do it for the molech, you did it for some other avodah zara, you might think you're chayiv misa for that. Tamalomer lemolech. That's why the pasuk has to say lemolech. So every word is critical to tell me what it takes to be chayiv misa for this avera. Masa vehevir lemolech v'lo be'esh. Your masa to the mishar se'avod zara. Your mavir through the fire, and you do it l'shem molech, but not be'esh. You didn't. You were mavir, but not through a fire. It was bedavar acher. You passed them through, I don't know, water or something like that. So yachol yechayiv. You might think you're chayiv misa. Nemar kan lahavir v'nemar la'alon by the Azhara in Sefer Devarim. It says lo yimotzi b'cham mavir b'no bito ba'esh. It says explicitly about fire. So mala alan ba'esh af kan ba'esh. So just like over there it's talking about fire, here must also mean fire. Uma kan molech af lalan molech. And just like over here it says explicitly about molech, so there also it's explicitly to molech and not to any other avodah zara. Another din. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, hevir kol zaro potter. Shenemar umizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. An anomalous din, right? A din I do is not mistaver, right? That if a person is mavir kol zaro l'molech, then he's going to be potter, because it says mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, why that should be the case. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Keitzar Yosim, Madlik Esh Gedola, V'lokech Miktsas Zaro Umosro L'Kohanehem. The guy takes some of his children and gives them to the Kohanim. So it sounds like it's because the derech of that avodah zara is to take Miktsas Zaro. So once you're taking Kol Zaro, it's no longer the derech avodah bekach. That's what the Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Ches, that the reason is because the Kamara Mashakranim would be Maftiach Liavia Ben, that by being makriv this child, the other children will be successful. So that was the derech. Only when there are going to be other children that are left to be matzliach. Otherwise, it's not the derech avodas mela. You're not going to be chayiv. The Smag says that the reason you're potter is because misas bezin is mechaper. B'misas bezin, those who are killed are get a kapara. And this guy did an avera that was so terrible that there's no way that misas bezin is going to be enough for a kapara. Which is an interesting idea. I mean, we had that. We discussed this notion when we spoke about the notion of ein onshin min adin, that we don't punish based on the kal v'chomer. So the Rav Yosef Engel quoted three or four major shittos as to why it is that we don't punish based on the kal v'chomer. So one of them, I think Marsha says like this, is such a svara that we don't punish people just because we're interested in punishing people. The punishment is meant to be a kapara. If it's not going to be a kapara, if it's not going to serve as a kapara for a person when we give a guy malchus, then we're stam assaulting the person. Then there's no excuse to hit the guy, no matter how big of a rasha he is. We only punish people when it's going to achieve a kapara. But sometimes the avera is such a terrible avera that the onesh is not going to be enough of a kapara. So I'm going to say, if a guy does a lesser avera, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be chayiv onesh x. So if he does a greater avera, for sure he should get onesh x. No, maybe onesh x is not going to be enough for him when he does a greater avera. So over here also, if he's mavir kol zaro l'molech, then even the misa is not going to be enough. That's how the Smag understands this din of kol zaro. The Rashba likes it. He says it's tam nachon, and plus he says there could be a different reason that he's pater, is because a shota is not responsible for his actions. A person who's going to be maver kol zaro is obviously a shota. He's obviously not of sane mind, and that's why maybe he's pater, which is an interesting automatic, meaning that you assume that a person does a particular avera, that it's it's an automatic shtus, maybe that became the style, and that's what people do in peer pressure. No, the Rashba assumes it's like an automatic shtus. Tosus points out that, what if you only have one child? So, the chara would depend on the reasons, right? If you say that it's like the smag, that it's too big of an avera to destroy your entire family. So even if you have one child, so you destroyed the entire family. Or you could say maybe no, that was his only choice, that was his only way of doing the molech. So it's not like such a shtus gadol, like if you say like the Rashba. But maybe if you say like the idea that it wasn't darkam bekach, so you have to figure out, was it darkam bekach in the stomach? Not, because the whole idea was that the other children should be matzliach. So Tosus writes that if you have only one child, you are chayiv for being mavir beno lemolech. You don't get that p'tur of kol zaro lemolech. That's also a discussion. Isn't every time going to be Asra Safik? How do you know if the guy's going to do Kol Zaro or not? You don't know what he's going to do. Does it have to be all at the same time, or what if it's one right after the other? Okay, Vayter Boy Rav Ashi Aviru Suma Mahu. What if the kid is blind or Yashin or he's sleeping, so he can't walk through on his own power? Ben Bino Uben Bito Mahu. What if it's a grandchild? So we can't answer all these questions, but we can answer one of them. Ditanya the Brisa says as follows: Ki mizaru nasal lemolech matam lomer. What's the pasuk teaching us? It already said ish asher yitin mizaru lemolech. So what's it, why does it have to tell us again that you get punished for avar lemolech? Lefi shenemar lo yimatzi b'chamavri b'no bito be'esh. Ein li al b'no bito ben b'no ben bito minayin. Because from the pasuk I would only know your own child. How do I know a grandchild? Tam lomer besito mizaro. Anyone who's your offspring. Tana pasach beki mizaro salik besito v'salik besito mizaro. It starts out with ki mizaro nasa lemolech, and it concludes with besito mizaro lemolech, where we learn ben bino uben bito. But it doesn't tell us what we learn from the first extra pasuk. So drasha achrinu says Gemara, that's a separate drasha. Zaro ein li ela zera kash zera pasul minayin. How do we know that even if it's zera pasul, that you can be chayiv tamalomer besito mizaro? That's why it says besito mizaro, that even zera pasul you're chayiv misa. It's only if you do it derech havara of the molech and you don't change from the way the people who worship the molech do it. They have two tall stacks of bricks in the middle. Sorry, they have a tall stack of bricks in the middle and they have a fire on either side of it, and the child goes in the middle, in between the two fires. Rava Amar Kimeshvarta Dupuria. Like they jump over it like the pits they used to make in the ground with fire in it on Purim, like kids do when they celebrate Purim, and they do all sorts of fun and dangerous things. Tanya Kavase de Rava. So we have a brisa that says like Rava. Einu chayvach yavirenu derech havaraso. Haviro beregel pater. If the child is able to walk right through, then he's pater. It's got to be jumping over, being thrown over. Veinu chayvel al yotzei rechav. You're only chayv if it's your own offspring. Okay, tzad b'no bito chayv. If it's other family members, that maybe one is more eager to throw through the fire than his own children, then he's going to be pater. He's not going to be chayiv for being mavir b'no lemolech. Hevir atzmo, pater. If he's mavir himself, he's pater. Rav Elazar b'Shimon mechayiv. Echal lemolech ve'echal l'shar avodah zarah chayiv. Rav Elazar b'Shimon omer lemolech chayiv shlo lemolech pater. Like we saw earlier, machlokes Rav Elazar b'Shimon, if you do it for other avodah zarahs, are you chayiv or are you pater? Amar ula might have Rav Elazar b'Shimon. Why does he say that one is chayiv for being mavir atzmo lemolech, even though the Torah says about zaro? Amar kral lo yimotzei b'cha. B'cha bi'atzmecha. It says b'cha, that means even ba'atzmecha. Rabbanu lo darshi, and the Gemara asks, Rabbanu lo darshi b'cha? Did the Rabbanu not darshi in the word b'cha? V'atana, and we have a Mishnah in B'metzia, avedas of avedas aviv. If you have an aveda and your father has an aveda, shelo kodemis, your own aveda comes first. V'amrin in my time, and the Gemara explains, why is it that your aveda comes first? V'amar aviyuda, amakra, efes, kiloyeh, becha evyon, and we darsh on the word becha to tell me about being careful about your own stuff, that you shouldn't become an evyon, and therefore shaloka demis l'shal kol adam, that your aveda comes before your father's aveda. So you see that he does darshin becha. So says Gemara, hasam me efes. No, that's from the word efes that he's darshining it. It's not from the word becha. But Yerachinami does not darshan the word becha, and therefore he has nowhere to learn from that a person who's maver atzma l'molech is going to be chayev. Okay, we didn't quite finish, but Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina.